Hey, besties.
Welcome to the BFF Bookcast.
We're your hosts, Teresa and Katie.
Before we jump in, we just want to remind everyone that what we discuss are our own thoughts and opinions. Just remember, we are here to have a good time.
And as always, please check trigger warnings before reading any books we will be discussing. And beware, we curse like the Bat Boys probably do during their annual snowball fight. Hey, Katie.
Hey, team.
How you doing?
Another day in paradise, you know?
Yeah, I feel like that's how we start off every episode.
We're so positive.
Another day in paradise, but it's all sarcasm.
All sarcasm. I guess the only good thing is, like, it's 55 and, like,
it's not terribly. Sunny.
Yeah. Like, it's not sunny, but it's not dark.
It's not raining like it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Small fortunately wind? Or unfortunately.
Yeah. Take that as you will.
Yeah. I mean, it's... Life's good.
Life's fine. I mean, like,
work is silly, but it's the holidays, so it's kind of dying down.
Yeah, everyone's, like, off.
Yeah, everybody's off. Like,
it's, like, our busiest time of the year because it's, like, end of... For healthcare.
Yeah.
It's end of the year, so you want to reconcile everything. You want to get as much money in as humanly possible. So it's, like, the busiest, but then, like, everyone's like, nah, I'm out. So, like, no one's working.
I kind of love that, though.
Right?
And, like, I was off last Thursday and Friday for my birthday, and now this week I'm working every day, but next week I have a half day Monday. I'm obviously off for Christmas Eve and Christmas. Most people take off. Like, so our company does this weird thing where – we're technically the last 2 weeks of the year are shut down, okay. But you have to, like, use vacation time. So it's, like, not really a shutdown. So I just use my vacation time when I want to. Like, I don't need to have, I'm sorry. If you have the vacation time and you can take off the last 2 weeks, great. But, like, I would rather take off in the summer or, like, go on vacation. I don't like taking off in the winter and just, like, sitting in my house and, like, the doom and gloom. So I'm always one to be like,
I'll do the onesie twosies because that's what I did next week. Because, like, we're not off Christmas Eve, but I know I'm going to get, like, the notification to leave early.
Yeah.
Which, like, leaving early when you work from home is just, like, I probably won't be doing too much anyway.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to take off the 26th and 27th because, like, I'm not logging back in.
No. But that makes sense.
That makes sense. But, like, yeah, I'm with you. I'm not taking 2 weeks off to sit in my house. I'm taking 2 weeks off to go somewhere.
Yeah, so I always am like, I don't care, I'll work. Plus, like, nobody else is working that week. Like, my colleagues overseas, like, literally, like, unless something, like, explodes, it's mostly, it's mostly just, you know, emergency only type shit for work. But, yeah, so anyway, sorry, the holidays. We are going to talk about a Christmas book today.
The holiday season. I'm not trying to be, speaking of how my neighbor stole Christmas and the Grinch aspect, I love Christmas, but it's also stressful as fuck. Like, yeah. There's constant running around, there's plans. It's fun. I'm excited, especially now with, like, children and, like, Leah, even though she doesn't, like, fully grasp it, she's getting it.
Yeah.
So it was, like, as years progress, it will become more fun. But at the same time, too, it's like, like, I was texting you earlier, like, now on Thursday, like, I have to go run out and, like, get everything. I mean, this is everybody. No, this isn't just, like, me and I'm special. It's everybody that's running out last minute to get, like, every little thing they need. But it's like, we were laughing. We bought so many gifts for Leah this year.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why. She's freaking 19, 20 months. But, like, we had fun with it. She knows, like, we always say, like, what's Santa bringing you? She's like, toys. So we're like, screw it. Let's have, like, a fun year. We can always, like, kind of get rid of some other stuff. Like, take out the old, bring in some new.
Yeah.
But, like, keep things for age appropriate for Liam. But yesterday she met Santa and we were like, what did you ask him for Christmas? And she goes, and taps her finger to her chin. And she goes, toys, presents, cars, and balls. And Tom looks at me and he's like, did we get anything of that? Like, toys and presents, obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
But cars and balls. And she has not changed her story. She even this morning, we've asked like 10 times. She keeps saying toys, presents, cars, and balls. I'm like, I don't have a fucking single gift that involves a car or a ball. He's like, we'll add it to your list on Thursday. Like, this kid's gonna open on Christmas morning and be like, what is this?
She doesn't, I feel like she doesn't even like know like what she's asking for. Especially, I mean, like balls, yeah. She's always like, ball. But cars?
Well, she has toy cars. She loves a toy car.
Okay.
But still, I'm like, this kid's gonna get toy cars because she has a toy car.
Yeah.
Like, it's a tow truck thing and like has zero fucking interest in it. So there, it's actually, I just moved it downstairs to the basement. Since we're not always in the playroom, it's that becomes like the, ooh, like this is new stuff down here.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, well now I need to go to Target. Well, I mean, twist my arm, well, I have to go to Target, but like I have to go to Target.
I was going to say, I feel like you'll look for any excuse to go to Target.
Mm-hmm.
All I have to do, I mean, we don't do Christmas gifts like for each other. I got my father-in-law 2 books. My mother-in-law, I got, well, I don't want to say because sometimes she listens.
Yeah, don't
worry. And my brother and I and me and Erica, we're not doing gifts. So I just have to do the Secret Santa, but we have your dad and Paul. So like it's mostly alcohol. No, not Paul. Sorry. No. My other husband, Tom. So like it's like alcohol. So I'm like, yeah. I'll just pick that up Saturday. And your dad wants like a Home Depot gift card. So again, like I'll just pick that up Saturday. So like nothing crazy. So I'm pretty much like I'm done. Like I really, like, it's a small Christmas this year.
That's how same. Like Aunt Peg's so straightforward with like what she's like so easy to buy for. She literally like spells it out. You can order it. Done. JJ, it was socks, belt, and like beer. So I'm like, I gotta run out. I'm so pissed. Maybe we'll release this on the Instagram if anyone wants to get a good chuckle. So I moved during a panoramic photo once, many, many moons ago. And I became distorted in the photo. And now the photo has circulated its way around the family. It is my face when I call people. My cousin has put the face on shirts, you name it. It's called Sloth Katie. I literally look like the guy from the Goonies. His name is eluding me.
Sloth. No?
No.
That's his name.
A chunk. That's a guy. Oh my God. I'm so annoyed. I know his name. It's whatever. I'll look it up in a second. So I look like him. So I put that on. I put my face on a pair of socks for my cousin with "Hey, you guys" on it. And I don't know if it's going to arrive in time. And I'm a little pissed off. But anywho, we're not here to talk about my beautiful photography.
So his name is Jason Sloth Cohen.
Oh, okay. So it is Sloth. Okay.
It's Sloth. Yeah. I was like, why else would we say? Anyway, yeah.
I thought it was something else, but maybe whatever. It's okay. But we're here to talk about How My Neighbor Stole Christmas by Megan Quinn.
And we both really liked it.
And Megan Quinn, I think she's more of a hit for you than she is for moi, though I haven't really given her enough chances.
I feel like I've read more of hers than you have. So she is hit or miss, but I have read more. So I guess more of a hit, yeah.
Yes. Wonderful human being. So sweet, so kind, so funny. Pleasure to speak with. But yeah, so this one, I was like hesitant to read it. And then you were telling me that you heard great things. So I was like, screw it. I'm going to do the audio. It literally is how the Grinch stole Christmas, how there's a narrator where he's kind of like dialoguing the whole thing. It's very true to the Grinch with obviously some minor adjustments. And I love how towards the end, he actually starts to interact with the characters.
With the narrator. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And I even love how he gets like kind of not like dirty, but like, I don't know, like he like makes jokes, he kind of like walks through some things and like this slutty moments start to happen. I was cracking up, but like this was a hit. This was a serious hit.
Yeah, it was really good. I read it. I didn't do the audiobook because I knew I wouldn't have time to get through it. And something about Megan Quinn's books is all of her audiobooks are amazing.
Yes.
Because she always does. Yeah, she always, I don't want to say always, but in the more recent audiobooks that I've listened to of hers, they're always like a cast or at least a duet narration, but a lot of them or some of them, it's like a whole cast of narrators. Yeah. And this one was a duet. and the narrator was a different guy. So Cole was narrated by somebody, and then the narrator was narrated. I think the narrator was Jason Clark for the.
I believe so.
The narrator's narrator, I believe, was Jason Clark. But it was even like, I mean, I think that I actually would have enjoyed it a lot as an audiobook, but I enjoyed the reading experience as well. Like it still hit, even though I wasn't getting the good, the voice actors.
Yes. I also liked how, even though Cole was supposed to be obviously like the Grinch here, he wasn't super mean. It's giving 2018 Grinch, not like Jim Carrey Grinch, where I feel like he kind of was like snarky and rude. Like he had his moments. Like he wanted to, I don't even want to say ruin things for story, but he wanted to obviously come out on top and was okay with some self, like some sabotaging. But I feel like overall, because there was that underlying current of feelings towards her, it wasn't nasty and mean, like, or targeted. No. I still think it's hysterical that the grandma faked a hip injury to the point where the sister had a sponge bather. I don't know if I would have taken such a lie that far to be given a sponge bath naked by my niece. So I commend her for such efforts. And I also liked how there was like a moment where like the sister as well, like she's very closed off. You don't know anything about her. And she kind of almost she's putting down story about how, oh, like you don't like him, he doesn't like you. Like, stop. Like she's kind of, I feel like she trapped herself in like this corner of like, these are my walls. This is how it is. It's black and white. There is no gray. So there was kind of like a come to moment for like the family as well. So I feel like it was very well-rounded. It wasn't just a love story and a fun story, but it had like good family moments as well.
just to correct myself, it's Shane East, not Jason Clark, which I knew because Shane East is British. Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I just, in my head, I just, whatever. Generic white man, male names.
True.
But yeah, no, her sister, like, okay, so I don't want to say in every Megan Quinn book, but in a lot of them, there's always one character that like I hate like passionately.
I'm with you.
And that's how I felt about Taryn. Like, she was so annoying to me. And
I wanted to bitch slap her.
Like,
throat punch her. Smack her face into like the wall. Like,
she was so annoying to me. Sorry, Megan. But I just couldn't stand her. And obviously I love story, but like the whole time I was like, just like, she's your sister. She's not your mom. She's not your boss.
Yeah.
Just be like, shut up. Like, you can't control my life. Like,
tell her off. I wanted a tell off moment. Like, I wanted, like,
yeah,
that's what sisters do. Like, there are times I'll turn around and like tell my sister off, but like, she'll tell me right back off too. So yeah, like, I want her to, like, not be nasty, but, like, I want her to be, like, fuck you, Taryn.
Yeah, like, just, like, a stand up for yourself type of, like, moment where you're just, like, shut up.
Yeah.
Because that's, like, what I kept being, like, even when, like, she starts being, first of all, they're all competing with each other, right? Like, spoiler alert, at the end, neither of them win, Jimmy wins. So, like, and, like, yes. Cole was being a brat in the beginning and like he like made it his mission to just like want to beat story and like whatever. I get it. But like Taryn was like only like she was kind of doing the same thing, right? Like trying to get my thoughts together. But she was like mad if story was even showing like a little bit of like friendship towards Cole. Mm-hmm. And it was like, why do you have such a freaking hard on for hating on Cole so much? And like, I do get it, like, whatever, it is a competition, he was being a brat, like he kind of started it, whatever, but like he didn't like, I mean, actually
took it to a new level.
She took it to an extreme, and like, for what? It's literally not that big a deal.
Thinking, right? Like, I was almost thinking, like, are we going to get something where we learn of how he's also done something to her in the past, not realizing he was being rude? Because he does come off quite, like, he's very dry. So I could see maybe that coming across as being rude or inconsiderate. So it's like, maybe something happened and we're going to learn. But yeah, she took it, like, personally as her mission to really make sure like they put him down. And yeah. then, but I get that I had to laugh on the other side of it. I was like, she's so fixated on these damn Christmas lights on the house and she can't even do anything past just like normal outlines. I'm like, who is this girl? She needs help.
She needs a lot of help. Yes. And like, yeah, that's another thing. She was like all about like, oh, we have to win for Aunt Cindy. We have to win for Aunt Cindy. Yeah. Like being such a brat about it. And then with the Christmas lights, she was like so hard-headed. Mm-hmm. And I don't get how she can be like so one way and then not, first of all, not take any criticism. And also just like, I thought that she was going to like literally like line a million lights, like 1 inch apart, like kind of like Clark like Griswold. I'm thinking
Martha May Huvier, like when she's like literally putting every light on every single orifice of the house.
Yeah.
There was nothing.
And like she blames like Story for like everything that goes wrong. Yeah. But like the one thing she's in charge of, she fucks up.
She can't even do. And like Story can tell her like you need to do more than what this is. Like I understand it looks pretty and clean and simple, but like we need these points at the end. Like we need this to go crazy. I also think just like I'm all for a little friendly competition. I mean, I'm not the most competitive human being in the entire world. So take this with a grain of salt. And I do think it's very healthy to lose. You can't always come out on top.
No.
But that's just also, to take that with a grain of salt. Like, that's just that, I don't know, that's just how I am. I think sometimes, like, not getting what you want out of something is a good reminder that you have to work hard.
Yeah.
But I can't, like, the fact that she literally, like, took everything off of his house. Like, again, like, it was such a target. I can imagine maybe trying to like take a couple lights out, maybe knocking some things. Like, I wouldn't do that personally. It's not I'm not into like cheating or like, I'm going to put you down to win if anything's going to try to be better. But like to literally sabotage everything, I'm like, that takes like time and dedication.
And it just makes you a sore loser.
Yeah.
I would rather.
Again, like, you aren't trying hard. Like, right. You were just doing simple things. Like, go all out then.
Yeah, like if I was going to be in this competition, I would rather win knowing that I like tried my best, or like lose knowing that I tried my best than win knowing that I was sabotaging and being a sore loser.
Someone that could beat me out just to come out. Yeah, like that's not my cup of tea.
Yeah. Like I thought, honestly, I mean, who knows? I feel like there's going to be another book like next year, another Christmas book, because like Atlas/Max. Yeah. So I like kind of thought that there would be like a lot of like hostile flirting between her and Atlas. But now like I'm like not sure, because in the epilogue like she's still with Guy and like Story is like, oh, like it, like things like seem to be going well. My only my one complaint is I feel like at the end, and then all of a sudden like it jumps like a year and it's like the epilogue or whatever, like I feel like I needed like a little bit more at the end between that and the epilogue. Like, and all of a sudden, it was just, like, over.
Yes. And I get that it was a longer book. I actually feel like this, I liked the length, personally. I thought it did a good job of kind of, like, and there, because there was also multiple, again, kind of, like, reiterating what I just said, there was multiple storylines. There's the grandma aspect, like, the sister aspect, the whole competition as a whole. So I liked the length, but I'm with you. I would have taken, like, even if it was an extra, like, 50 pages of just kind of letting it run through, like swiftly and but a little bit more explanation before we hit the epilogue. And I'm with you too. Like I was like, oh, there's definitely gonna be a book too. But I was like, wait, in this epilogue, it's almost like she's rounding it all out. Like I'm confused. Like I need to know about the sister. Like I'm almost thinking like, is she gonna be like a Winter, like an Elsie Silver character where like you start getting more of a background and learning and then you ditch Guy because like he's really not that great. And then like she comes to with like everyone else. But I was like, I'm confused now.
Yeah. I don't know. I would love to see Max, though, again. Definitely. I thought that he was just, like, such an added bonus of a character, being, like, a person and not a dog. He's so, like, cute. And, like, his support of Cole is amazing. I want to, like, learn more about his family. But, just like him getting so into being like the jolly little helper or whatever he was called.
That was so cute.
It was just like so cute, like dying.
It was adorable.
Yeah. Snow Daddy.
Snow Daddy. I thought just to reiterate, I really liked it. I liked even Story too, because I thought at first she was going to be a little bit of an annoyance because of her, like, she just, to me, this was like, ah! Like, that's how I, like, took her. Like, she's just, like, scattered. But I actually really did like her. Like, she kind of, she's just trying to find herself. And, like, she, I think, I don't know, like, once you start to realize, oh, okay, like, her sister's a piece of poo. There's some, obviously, like, some issues because of family drama and, like, deaths and whatnot on the back end. But, like, I liked her.
No, I'm still just
appalled over the grandma getting a sponge bath, but being completely fine. Like, imagine, like, your niece or just someone in your family, like, literally, like, butt-ass naked, like, washing your butts and your bits and and your pits, and you are completely fine.
Also, it's just funny, too, because she has, like, a broken hip, but she can, like, walk and stuff. So I'm like, why did she need sponge baths?
Okay, so a broken hip, I will say, like, 9 times out of 10, a hip injury is the easiest thing to recover from. Because
my aunt had 2 hip replacements, and she was and she was fine.
You're totally fine. Like, it's a ball and socket joint. You recover really well, even with all that muscle tissue that you have to break through. You are more than okay. Double knee replacements, you're still okay, but that is a fucking bitch to recover from.
Yeah.
So, like, you know what I mean? Or even, like, okay, more believable, like, shoulder surgeries, because then you can't move one of your arms, and you can make it her dominant arm. So this way she would need someone maybe to help her. I don't know. Like, I was like, I'm not finding this as believable.
No, because she's – okay, like, so Aunt Cindy is so funny because she's, like, playing the I'm going to die soon card.
Yes.
And I love that she's, like, manipulating, like, the town. She's also manipulating the girls into, like, feeling bad for her.
Yes, it's amazing. Like, I'm here for it.
I love it. Like, slay queen. But, yeah, like, she could walk. We know that she can walk. So I don't understand why. Okay, maybe say, like, she's in, like, you know, she just can't stand for long periods of time. Why not just get her one of those shower chairs?
Yeah. Stick it in there. Give her a sponge and then tell her to go to town. Call her like, when you're done.
And again, like, Taryn is a nurse. Taryn should have been like, girl, you don't need me to scrub you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought that was, like, I thought it was funny.
I thought it was hysterical, but I was like, I don't think I could be in a bathtub butt-ass fucking naked with somebody, like, watching my body.
No, I mean, not unless, like, ooh.
Sorry. Unless I'm, like, literally, like, decrepit and, like, I really need the help.
Right. Like, again, like, if you had, like, double shoulder surgery, like, I feel like it would be, like, the last case scenario. Cindy does not give a single fuck. She's like, whatever, I'm going to get a sponge bath. And now these two nieces are here. And they're going to take care of me, and we're going to have a Christmas to remember. Like, I do, like, okay, so this is my issue at the end, and again, not an issue, but it's never, like, it's all, like, the whole book is Story hates the cold, and she doesn't hate Kringle. She, like, likes the town, but she hates the cold and, like, all this stuff. And then there was, like, no discussion of, like, her deciding to move there.
Yeah.
Which, like, I knew she was going to, but I thought that there would be this, like, come to Jesus moment where she's like, I love this town and I'm not leaving. It just all of a sudden was, like, the end, and then, like, she, like, lived there. I just want to know, like, you know, what that discussion sounded like.
No, same, because I'm with you. Like, for some, like, it's also different if she didn't want to move back there because of the past versus, like, I don't like the cold. And,
right,
like, I feel like that's, like, a valid reason why you would move away. Like, you're not a fan of the weather. I guess the people could make it better, so you could, like, I always question why the fuck I live in New Jersey in the winter too, but, like, I'm not moving anywhere, honestly, at this point in my life. But, like, I don't know, I don't hate it enough for me to literally be like, I'm out, bye. No. Whereas, like, I got that vibe with her, like, she hated it that much with the cold that, like, she could not stand to be there. So I'm with you, like, I would have liked to hear, like, all right, like, I still fucking hate the cold and I don't want to be here, but because, you know, my aunt's here and I'm rekindling my friendships and relationships and, like, establishing myself with a guy, now I will suck it up. Like, I would have liked that.
Yeah. Agreed. And, like, I get why Cole obviously wouldn't move. Like, you know, the town and how they all supported him after his parents passed away, which, like, so traumatic.
So traumatic.
I was like oh. Like,
fucking wild traumatic, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, so I get, okay, again, this is, like, a communication thing, right? Like, I get why he had animosity towards Story based on, like, what happened the last time they saw each other. But, like, the fact that she, for 10 years, didn't know that his parents died.
I'm, like, dumbfounded by that. Like, how did you not? That's also, like, a big deal. Like, two people passed away, left a child behind. Like, your aunt didn't say anything to you? Like, you guys were friends?
Well, yeah. Like, so Cole says that he told Cindy not to tell story. Like, to kind of keep it, like, a secret.
Still.
Because he didn't want her to, like, feel bad and, like, come back. That's the thing, too. Like, were they, like, really good friends who just, like, didn't speak for 10 years? Or were they just, like, acquaintances who, like, sometimes would chat when she was there? Because, like, sometimes I'm like, oh, like, they were, like, really close. And then other times I'm like, oh, they, like, talked, like, one day.
Yeah.
That was, like, the, like, another thing. I was like, wait, so, like, we're, like, I didn't know they had crushes on each other. And, like, they were actually, like, they were children. They were, like, 17 and 18 the last time they saw each other or something like that. But, yeah, like, why are you holding it? Like, yeah, I don't know. I was like, Cole, you kind of have to grow up, my guy.
Yeah, like, literally, like, to start to just, I mean, again, even with the house, I think it was wrong what Taryn did with how she, like, took everything down. And I understand, like, the symbolism to Cole, especially because it was his parents. Like, I understand. But his reaction of, like, I don't know, again, maybe come after me if you want to. I don't have parents that passed away tragically and, like, a house that was left behind that had covers on everything and... So I, you know, ignorant to that aspect, but, like, the way he literally, like, just, like, whew, and, like, just kind of, I don't know, I'm, like, also just, like, it's, they're Christmas lights. And yeah, you were entered this competition on the pretense that you were going to ruin it for her, so.
Yeah. I think that he just felt like he was getting played, and, like, he finally, like, opened himself up to, like, loving somebody again, and, like, I just wish he would have listened to her, because, like, when she was like, I don't know what happened, and then I, like,
quick to be like, nope, you did it, blah blah blah. That's kind of, like, what I mean, like, is justified, but, like, at the same time too, like, I wish you just paid it, like, I wish you listened to someone, be a little bit more mature. But again, I don't have two dead parents that die tragically where I'm like, now not well, so
I guess maybe we can't relate to that part.
Maybe we can't comment on that. Cut that out.
Yeah, because I feel pretty well adjusted for the most part. Cole definitely probably needs some therapy, because who can deal with that without it? But yeah, I'm trying to think. I thought the competition was funny. Like,
I thought the competition each of the was terrible.
Each of the things that they had to do. I'm sorry.
Oh my God,
no. Also, that was... I was getting so annoyed when they were like, oh, well, this is what Cindy did last year, so, like, let's just redo that. I was like, I would give you negative points for no creativity. Yeah,
same. I'd be like, you did the same. So you just copy and pasted. Like, absolutely no.
No. I'd be like, nope. No. I'd be the worst judge.
I'd be so nasty. I shouldn't say nasty. I would be very harsh.
I would be a harsh judge.
Yeah, like, you did this last year. I guess maybe if you bake. So I think baking maybe could be a little. Well, no, I don't know how to bake. But at the same time, too, like, maybe sticking to what you know, like, fine. But they, like, judged up something that he did with, like, the pineapple. So I was like, so you can change things up.
Yeah, no. With the baking, I mean, how many different ways can you make a fruitcake, right? Like, there's only so many different ways. So I can understand, like, kind of doing the same recipe. But with, like, the Judy Garland thing.
Yeah.
I'd be like, girl.
I saw this.
Yeah, like, I literally already saw this. Unimpressed.
I did 0 points.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, so you put no effort in. Okay.
Cool, yeah.
Last place. I definitely would have given Cole and Max my number one vote because there was hip thrusting. But yeah, the redo of the Judy Garland, I would have been like, over it, seen it.
Been there, done that, bitch. Yeah, like, let's
move
on.
Been there, done that. I'm actually happy that neither of them won.
Same. I'm really glad that neither won.
Yeah.
I'm glad that Jimmy won.
Say, and, like, everyone, they're like, oh, Jimmy's blah. And, like, then he, like, kept, like, winning things. And I was like, I thought that he sucked.
I thought he was awful. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah. But, I mean, like you said, it was very, what's the word I'm, like, looking for? Like, it very much honored the story of the Grinch.
She did a really good job, I thought, of, like, honoring the story. And I'm a big Grinch fan. my daughter, so I like the Jim Carrey one, but I'm not like its biggest fan. Like, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
But it's not like something, if I'm like, let's watch a Christmas movie that I've seen 17 million times, that's not like my first pick. I will say the new Grinch, the 2018 one, the animation
one. Yeah, is really good.
Leah calls it monsters.
Okay, well.
When I say that she is obsessed, I mean, we have to watch this fucking movie in the morning and at night. Definitely at night. I can probably get away with maybe not in the morning, but like at night, she's like, Mama, strawberries, monsters. Like, we need to have our strawberries and we need to watch monsters. So I can recite, but like, I think it's a very cute movie.
I think it's really cute.
I think it's made because it's like a little bit lighter and like happier, and he's not so terrible that they're excluding him, but like, it's not so
dark.
He's being mean, but like, it's not so dark and like nasty. Which I feel like that Megan Quinn did a really nice job of like kind of keeping like a lighter trend throughout this whole book.
Like, wait, don't get me have wrong, to still book. like Cole, but like, he also does need to be grumpy and like kind of a dick.
Exactly. But like, you really get the sense that the entire time, like, he wants to be this like this mean guy, but like, he's like, but it's story. So, and again, because the town has been so nice to him, how do you just like come into this competition and just be a dick throughout the whole thing? Like, you can't. So
yeah, like at the end when like Taryn sabotages him, that like, she's like the actual Grinch, right? When the Grinch goes in and steals everything and like ruins Christmas, but then the town comes together. I'm like, so Taryn is kind of the Grinch of the story.
Yes. Like, it's supposed to be cool, but Taryn takes the crown for like 10 seconds.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, okay, little role reversal. I know. Taryn hate club.
We're the presidents.
Yeah. Taryn hate club. Sorry, Taryn. I mean, I'm sure if you get a book, I'll end up liking you, but for now,
we don't.
You're on notice, girl. You're on notice. I love when like Colic would call Max darling.
Oh my God, I know. It's so cute.
He'd be like, okay, darling. Like,
okay, darling.
I just really love Max. She writes
really good sarcasm. Like, you can tell that she's truly a funny individual.
Yeah.
And that's like, she's like a Tara DeWitt. Tara DeWitt, whenever we speak to her, she's funny. Like, she's a funny person. She's witty. Like, she's quick. Like, I always admire that because I am not that human. Like, you and your brother are, even your mom, like, your whole family, I think, is. Us Olenis are not. We don't know how to be funny. But you know what I mean? So it's like, when you get that, like, that's hard to be like that. So it's kind of cool. So I feel like she translates that really well into her writing.
Yeah, she writes very funny characters. She writes really good, like, dialogue, like, funny dialogue. Yes. Sometimes, like, there's so much secondhand embarrassment in, like, a scene that I'm like, Megan?
Yes.
Stop. Which is a good thing, right? Yeah, right. Like, it's a good thing because, like, secondhand embarrassment, like, makes me want to, like, curl cringe into myself.
It makes me want to, like, there's times, like, especially if it's on, like, a TV show or a movie where I'm like, I have to pause it. Like,
I'm like,
the office. Do you know how long it took me to get through some of those episodes? Because it was, like, the secondhand embarrassment that I'm having for these people. I'm like, I can't handle it.
No, but she, like, does it so well that it's, like, funny. And then you get through it and you're like, okay, that was, like, a really funny scene. But sometimes I'm like, oh my God, why is this happening? Like, close your eyes.
Yes. Yes. You close my eyes, but I need to keep reading.
Yeah. No, I thought it was really good. I thought it was really cute. I thought it was like the perfect book for the holiday season. I have my mom listening to the audiobook right now. I was like, take a break from, she's into her Becca Mack hockey romances right now. I was like, take a break, do this for Christmas, and then you can hop back into.
And then come back into it. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree.
But yeah, this is sadly our last episode of the year, because next week is Christmas, so we're not releasing an episode on Christmas.
No.
New Year's Day, there will be an episode, and it will be our 2024 recap.
Yes.
So we'll kind of discuss all of our favorites. I mean, whatever we kind of feel like recapping from 2024. 2024 has been a freaking year, and I'm so ready to, like, usher in 2025. I had a crazy year. I'm ready for it to be over.
I'm ready for
a fresh new start.
Same. And like, I'm ready to not be pregnant for a year. Like a full year. Like, I've been pregnant since 2022.
Yeah.
I'm ready to be done.
I have been very decidedly not pregnant since 2022.
No, but you finally have like your life back. So yeah, like I'm excited for you too.
No, that was on my birthday. We always do a like, what was your highlight of the year? And my highlight was my hysterectomy.
Hysterectomy.
And everyone was like, oh, okay. And I was like, I mean, you yeah, asked.
Like, yeah, but like, I mean, those who know, you know, like can understand that like that gave you your, like not to be dramatic, but it's, no,
it's
true. Like,
it's dramatic. It's life. True. Yeah.
It's like, it literally gave you life. You didn't have, I mean, you had a life because you still were like, I'm going to still be me as much as I can. And I'm not going to let this like literally put me in my home for like for forever. But like that was debilitating for you.
Oh, completely. It's almost, I was talking about it yesterday because my, one of my friends, Tina.
Oh.
She like texted in our group chat last week. Has anybody in here ever had fibroids?
Is she kidding?
Gab was like, Tina, are you fucking serious?
I love it.
And she was like, I don't know why I didn't think that was what your issue was. And I was like, I really like don't, I didn't talk about it a lot like in that group chat. And I never see her because she lives in Florida now. It was just like really funny. But we're she like is going to get some like testing done. And I was like, honestly, I was like, I feel like when I like, because she was asking like, were you in constant pain? Like all these things. And I was like, yes, but it feels like a lifetime ago. Like, I think that like my mind like blocked out the trauma where I'm like, yeah, no, I like I remember how bad it was. But like since the surgery, like because I haven't had any of the symptoms, I'm like, I'm just feeling so great that like I almost like forget that was even part of my life. And it was not even.
And I'm not trying to speak for you when I say this too, but I feel like because that was your like that was your constant. So like you really didn't know. And like maybe you had better days, but you never had 100% days. So no. I feel like you literally lived in pain and that was your normal.
Yeah.
And again, I don't put words in your own mouth, but like that's how I perceived it. And like I'll say this till I'm blue in the face. Like, and I, even Lauren and Gab and I were talking about this, like at the table for your dinner, for your birthday dinner.
Yeah.
Like you, when I saw you after surgery, which was what, like a day or two later.
Yeah.
You literally, like I was saying to Gail, I was like, she looks like a different person. And like you, like it wasn't like a, oh, she's down. Like you looked like light and happy. And like the biggest weight was taken off. And like Gail was like, no, she's like, this is like a whole different Teresa. Like you were extremely happy and positive even during the process of everything. Yeah. Like to see, like it was like it was crazy.
Now I'm back, like, bitch. I'm more like, annoying than ever.
Back, bitch.
I'm back. Now I have the energy to annoy everybody, and I have been making me their problems for the last 8 months.
You go, girl. You have every right to be like that.
Anyway, like I said, next week, no episode. January 1st, we are doing our recap episode. And we obviously have not looked at a January calendar past that, so stay tuned on the Instagram for more information. But that's all I got for you today, guys. So if Katie, if you have nothing else, you can send us out.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to our episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to subscribe to receive notifications anytime a new episode drops.
You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at thebff.bookclub. If you have any comments, questions, book recommendations, or books you want us to talk about in future episodes, please send us an email at thebff.bookclub1@gmail.com.
We appreciate your support.
See ya, fuckers.